This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. VOA's Afghan service says at least 27 people were killed today and dozens more wounded when gunmen opened fire at a gathering in Kabul with high-profile opposition politicians, including Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, in attendance. Witnesses said the shooting began when former Vice President Karim Khalili was speaking to a ceremony organized to commemorate the death of a prominent minority Shiite Hazara leader, Abdul Ali Mazari. The event was being shown live by Afghan television, and Khalili could be seen running for cover along with others when the gunfire erupted. We're told that police have cordoned off the area and that one attacker has been killed, but at last word, fighting was still being waged against a number of accomplices. There have so far been no claims of responsibility, and the Taliban insurgency quickly denied any involvement. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says it is time for a full-scale global attack on the coronavirus, a time to pull out all the stops. This as the number of COVID-19 victims nears 100,000 worldwide. Here in the United States, the Trump administration says a million virus test kits will be available in the next few days as it tries to weather widespread criticism about a short supply. Vice President Mike Pence yesterday met with officials in Washington State, where 11 of the country's 12 coronavirus deaths have occurred.
By the end of next week, CDC's test supplier, a company known as IDT, will distribute kits across the country that will enable roughly 1.2 million Americans to be tested for the coronavirus. Those kits will be delivered in just a matter of a few days.
Greek authorities used tear gas and a water cannon to prevent migrants from crossing the border into the country from Turkey this morning. While Turks reportedly fired volleys of tear gas onto the Greek territory, thousands of refugees have been camping out at the border hoping to make their way to Greece and other European countries. From Washington, this is VOA News. Markets in Asia opened lower this morning following another day of stunning losses on Wall Street amid worldwide coronavirus concerns. Stocks were down in South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, with Hong Kong's markets trending downward as well. All of this after the sell-off in the U.S. markets. Analysts say investors are jittery about the COVID-19 threat and whether central banks around the world can contain economic impact. The virus has spread across 17 American states with well over 200 people infected. Congress has approved $8.3 billion in emergency funds to fight the epidemic. President Donald Trump is expected to quickly sign the bill, which more than triples the amount he requested. The worst cluster of coronavirus in the United States is at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington, near Seattle. For his part, the president is giving himself high marks for his handling of the COVID-19 outbreak. We get a report from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
In his first town hall of this campaign season, hosted by the Fox News Channel, a woman asked President Trump, in light of the criticism of the administration's handling of the virus spread, what would he do differently?
Actually, we're given tremendous marks. You look at Gallup poll, you look at other polls for the way we've handled it.
And the effect of the virus on the economy?
It's going to all work out. Everybody has to be calm.
The president was also questioned about ending the name-calling and divisive rhetoric like...
I watched Mini Mike choke.
And Crazy Bernie and Sleepy Joe Biden.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
He also spoke about trade deals and boosting the U.S. military. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Reports from Ankara say Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed artillery pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed Thursday. Meanwhile, there has been a ceasefire of sorts in Idlib province between Russia and Turkey. Here's Matthew LaRotunda.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
Gene Randall, VOA News.